You got a couple of things that are pretty exciting about what's going at Riverside. I know you brought a juke with you this morning.
Been off for a couple of years. People seem to like it.
Yeah, it's fairly compact, but it's also pretty luxurious. Is that not true?
It looks small from the outside, but when you get in, it's pretty roomy. It's a get-up-and-go car. It's turbocharged. And I had fun driving it up here. It was great.
No doubt about that. I know Paul, when Paul was here last, he was talking about the Juke, and he mentioned the turbocharge. Talk about that a little bit, if you would.
Turbocharge just gets it a little more horsepower. It sucks in a little more air into the chambers. It helps the gas burn a little cleaner, a little more efficient, and adds a lot of horsepower to it. So just makes it fun, and it's good in snow. It's all-wheel drive, even though there's no snow today, thankfully. But when we moved them last week in a snowstorm, they all moved out just fine.
So you've got a turbo-powered all-wheel drive. That looks fairly small, but is actually quite roomy.
Quite roomy. It's a 5-passenger vehicle, 4 comfortably, but 5 if need be. It's got a hatchback, got some room in the back, a couple different trim levels, voice-activated navigation. I tell it I want to go to the movie theater, it'll bring me.
What else do people need to know about the Juke?
It says 4-door. The door handles are recessed. It doesn't look like it's a 4-door. You have to kind of look for the handles. They're recessed into the body, and it's front-wheel drive all the time, and mm-hmm. four-wheel drive as you need it. So it's a versatile vehicle.
Now, does it kick in automatically with the four-wheel drive?
Nope. Button on the dashboard. You can put two-wheel drive. You can put it in all-wheel drive, and it will sense it in vectoring all-wheel drive that as you're going around the corner, the computer tells it where to send the power. So you just steer it and put the gas on.
I'm looking forward to trying that. It's got to be pretty good. It's got to be pretty fun. What else have you got going at Riverside?
Well, we got some rebates going. This finally, spring is here with the Toyota programs. We got some low interest rates, some great lease programs. Honda's coming out with some nice financial programs. And, of course, Nissan always has rebates and financing programs. So spring is here finally, and we're out to move some cars.
How do people get a hold of you? Where can they find you guys?
Well, we're over at Riverside Auto Mall. We're there from 8 to 6 every day, for Saturday from 9 to 3. 228-4900, and ask for one of our sales professionals, and some will be glad to take care of you and take you for a ride.
I know you've said it a number of times in the past, too, that if somebody happens to come at 2:30 on a Saturday and they want to drive a number of cars, you're not going to shut down until they're happy.
That's correct. We're there to take care of our customers. We're a service-oriented business, and that's what we do.
Mike Plourd in the studio, and joining me in the studio from Riverside is Mark Sundberg, who's in sales. And Mark, we were talking before the song that there's some rebates going on and some ways to get a pretty good deal nowadays.
Some rebates on some vehicles. The big, larger companies are really going to low financing now. People like 0%, 0.9. A lot of folks are going to leasing. Lease is real lucrative. Toyota actually has gone to a 2-year lease. They want to see my customers every 2 years. You're under warranty the whole time. And actually on Toyota brands, the oil changes are even taken care of for 2 years. So put gas in them and drive them and come back and get another one. That's how leasing's working, and a lot of options at the end of it. So just a new, nicer way to buy a car, and less expensive for a lot of folks.
Sounds like a great way to have a new car in your driveway.
All the time. And with the new technology out there, who knows what we're going to have in 2 years. And you're not hog-tied to a car for 5-6 years in payments. Every 2 years, jump into a new one and see what's out there. And if you like the one you have, go ahead and buy it out.
You know, that's a great point, Mark. Technology is moving so fast, and we've talked about that when we've talked with Riverside also, about all the different things that are in the car. And you mentioned a little bit earlier about the Juke, too, and what's in the Juke. You brought a Juke with you today.
Right. It's got voice-activated navigation. You tell it where you want it to go with your voice. Hey, I want to go to Pizza Hut. I want to go to Little Caesars. Whichever you can think of and go to. I want to go to play golf. It will tell you, find them, and ask you if you want to go there, and give you verbal directions on how to get there and a map to it. So pretty amazing stuff. And as things change, the car companies change right along with it.
Yeah, and I know another thing that's new with cars, relatively new anyway, is they've got a USB port now, and you can plug in your smartphone with your music or whatever else you're using.
Yes. They have an aux port on it, like you said, USB. If you have music on your phone or iPad or iPod, you can take all your stuff with you, plug it in, and drive with your own music. It's great stuff.
Coming through some great speakers.
Oh, yeah. The Juke actually has 8 different speakers in it. Fosgate system, fun to drive, fun to listen to.
Again, let folks know where you're at and how they can get a hold of you.
We're at the Riverside Auto Mall, 228-4900, 8 to 6 every day, Saturdays 9 to 3, and there's 7 sales professionals waiting to help you.
Come in and drive one around just to see it for yourself.
Just try it out. You'll love it.